In April, we went for a walk in the local gill, which is a wooded area with a stream flowing through it. April, bringer of spring, comes over the hills, countryside awaking, despite human ills. Our pet dove cries his repetitive notes as we leave the house in our outdoor coats. Under the eaves by the bathroom window, our visiting martins, chattering low, rebuild their nest after winter's fury, for this year's brood to continue the story. Past the village hall, our road snakes by under the railway bridge, framing blue sky. Old oak trees display new leaves, shining bright for rooks who chorus their spring delight. They fill the air with noisy acclaim. Above them, the buzzard plays a waiting game. In a roadside bank, fresh bluebells appear, their fragrant scent hanging in the air. We pass Hidden Corner and down a farm lane, with newborn lambs crying as in pain. The ewes in return grunt their reply, suckling both offspring as we walk on by. Into the gill now, full of bright sun, we follow Troutbeck along its slow run, the trees curving over, sheltering sheep, the river beside us sings soft and deep. Crossing an old stile into the field, rabbits run off, their burrows revealed. Now, deep in the gill, surrounded by wood, is a closed path sign, destroyed by a flood. So it's time to return to a chaffinch's song, joined by a wren as we saunter along. A friendly sheep starts to follow our path. Sure, we have food. Just makes us laugh. Along peaceful meadows past the old farm, our walk lifts our spirits and quietens alarm. As with us we know, walks a silent threat, taking thousands of lives and not finished yet. Our April walk brings memories to treasure, of friends we know who shared our pleasure.